and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and we have a live show for you today, and I just want to thank you all for being here with us. And it is Friday, March the 24th, 2017. So we have a live show for you today. At any time, if you would like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Jump in. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We'd love to hear from you. And tomorrow is going to be March the 25th. Great Creator willing. And we will have our seminar that is going to be, we are going to meet at the Dallas Doubletree. For all of you that have made reservations, you will meet there from 1 to 7. And then we are going to continue. The show must go on. Some major changes had to take place in the past week, but that was fine. Everything is still a go. And we have a great, great agenda planned for you all. And I'm so excited to meet some of you from Tando Radio Show. We will be starting at 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. And if looking forward, I don't know if some people are already in town. If you are already in town in the Dallas area, definitely reach out to me, 951-790-8330. I have to meet up with some people tonight in regards to the event, but maybe we could catch up if you're there. So just reach out, let me know. So I'm looking forward to definitely collaborating and just getting to meet and to know you all. We have a great seminar planned for you, and we are going to get things started. And this is only the beginning. We're going to be doing so much more of this throughout the whole country. I know that Seattle is earmarked as our next place that we're going to be going, and we're going to keep you informed of how we're going to do that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's something that I will be putting together. So it is, everything will be made clear, and everything will be done appropriately and accordingly beforehand. And so we'll let you know where that's going. Then all of the following cities that we're going to do, we're going to actually get on the road this spring and this summer before things get too far out of hand. So we're definitely looking forward to seeing and meeting you and collaborating with you on different things. So we're going to be doing that this spring and this summer. So before we get going, I just want to say, make sure if you're in the Dallas area, reach out to me, 951-790-8330. Text me, and I will definitely get back to you. And if you're at the Some of you are already at the hotel. I will jump in and probably come by the hotel this evening if people are arriving. But I know some people will be arriving tomorrow, but some people may have already arrived. So, okay, so with that being said, you know, just before, you know, our drop that that we have here at Tando Radio Show, and, you know, was one of the things is that in the drop, it says that gold strengthened and the rest of the world strengthened the people, was going to strengthen the people of Africa, and the world didn't want that to happen. So I would ask you, how strong are you really economically? If you are using and relying upon and are dependent upon as a store of your wealth and something that the system wants to use to enslave you and to steal your energy. And that is why at their when Gaddafi started with the gold dinar, the only thing is that he may have started just a little too early. Now the rest of the world is completely moving that way. So, but one of the things also with Gaddafi was that he was strategically placed on the on the globe in northern Africa, where he's strategically placed, where they were going to get rid of him even if not so, unless he would have completely compromised and been a puppet of the system. Because of the strategic importance of where Libya, the resources of Libya, and where Libya sits strategically to the overall global shipping and the global war paradigm that is going to be jumping off. So that is so it, either way, it was going to go that way, but the fight was going to be there. So, but I really want to know, I just want to express to you, make sure that you are protecting yourself and your family. You can easily do that by, and we'll tell you how to do it. You can go to Prosperity Mint. But I just want you to really listen to the drop in the beginning of the show, what it really says. And now I want you to put yourself and your family and our community in that position. This is why we have no real leverage, because we are actually exploited by the economy. We don't control the economy. We own things in the economy. We control nothing in the economy because of resources. So that is something that we're going to be changing, and is going to be good for you individually, you as far as your family legacy, and by way of our community's prosperity. So this is something that you can do for yourself, your family, and your overall community. So we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But before we get started on today's show, I just want to say everyone continues to support Black Talk Radio Network. Very easily done. You could just go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, that being blacktalkradionetwork.com. And then once you're there, you'll see the donation prompt on the far right-hand corner. It's green and white, the holding hands that are there. If you would just click on that prompt, and it will lead you in how you can give some of your financial energy to this network to ensure that it continues to be on the air and continues to grow and continue to go in the direction that it's going. And it can only do that with your overall support and the support that this network needs in order to maintain its overall heading and direction, and to actually withstand some of the storms and the obstacles that will be set before it, is if it has the overall financial backing of those that listen to this network and you, that this network is important to. If you listen to it daily, please give some of your financial energy to the network to ensure that this network is growing and doing everything that it needs to do going forward, which is going to be extremely, extremely important. There are things that you may need to know, but if Black Talk Radio Network is not there and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, you know, you are not going to be immune from the consequences or the consequences of us not knowing. We do not get immunity from that. So definitely give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to go. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR community, and you can find that also on Black Talk Radio Network's website. It is a social media outlet in which you can engage in all of your social media activities, and you can do that by way of BTR, and you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to anyone, and that is very, very important. It is a place where you can engage in your everyday social media. You can promote yourself, your business, events that are coming up that you think are have relevant importance, anything that you want to give bring attention to. You could do that there at BTR Community, and it's only $24 a year. It was established for you so that you can do the things that is necessary in this overall move towards reestablishing the prosperity that was lost. You could do that at BTR Community in a social media network that was put together. Also, we're talking about the drop and how you can actually make sure that you are saving as a king or a queen or saving as a lady and a gentleman. You could do that with the precious metals, and you could go to Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT.com, and you can make your purchases right there at Prosperity Mint, or if you would like, you can also email wolf6pack1@gmail.com if you have any questions, or if this is your first, definitely send an email and leave a number so could call you back and just explain to you some of the things and make sure you are doing this correctly and you understand what it is that you're getting. And it's very, very important. We're going to reestablish the precious metals class and the preparedness training as well coming up pretty soon here. I'm going to get back on that and provide that for you all. So looking forward to doing just that. Now let me check make sure. Okay. All right, so we are good to go. So that's what you can do, Prosperity Mint, everyone. And just reach out to us, and we will definitely, definitely get back to you. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Let me think. I think it was something else. Wasn't quite sure. You know, my man Scotty had said something to me. Let me. Scotty has a post as we get into what's in the news. I got to go to Scotty's post in BTR. He posted something from Global Research that I definitely want to also attach here. We were speaking about it just before we came on air. And it is let me see if I can find it real quickly, and then we'll jump into what's in the news. But at any time, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to if you have a question or comment and there's something that you want to bring up today is we have our Financial Fridays, and we're going to jump into our show from there. But if there's something that you would, any questions or comments that you would like to raise, definitely give us a call at 866. There it is, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up definitely for sure. So my man Scotty had something. Oh, got the wrong one. He got a couple of them. Let me find this one. And we were talking about it just before we came up, and we were talking about Greece. There it is. Okay, there's the article. Make sure this is, yeah, that's it. Scotty posted a great, great article from Global Research. And the article, and I want to start with this one, and Scotty, Scotty and I was talking about it just before we came on the air, and it was, okay, yeah, there it is. So there was we talked about this for a while, and one of the highlights is that we've always been talking about what's going on in Greece, Cyprus, and what's going on in Venezuela, because they have real meaningful relevance to how things are going to unwind here, but it's going to be far, far worse than it is in those particular so-called countries or states. And the reason why, because the overall dynamics of the U.S. is far worse than these countries. And so Scotty had posted, and we talked about it just before we came on air. He said, Dave, have you seen the latest from Global Research on Greece? And I said, no, Scotty, I didn't. He told me about it. So here's the article. Let me just give me one second here. Let me post, put this inside of Tando. And I just want to thank Scotty for putting it, for adding it. Oops, I may have messed up there. And the article is, once I stop moving around, I can get this in there. And sorry, you all. And this article from Global Insider is Greece to surrender gold, utilities, and real estate in exchange for pieces of paper printed in Brussels. So very, very important. And this is, you know, Financial Friday, so this is definitely something that we need to be looking at, and it is something that we talk about a lot here on Tando Radio Show, because we're trying to get you as prepared as possible for what's coming down the line. So it says, Germany to run Greece tourist airport, Greece to surrender gold, utilities, and real estate in exchange for pieces of paper printed in Brussels. It's official. The Germans will not allow debt relief for Greece. Instead, Berlin wants to send in the repo man. The untold story of Greece bailout is that it wasn't a bailout. It was an auction of Greece assets. And man, we were really, the beginning of last year, we were really on this story and was talking about just how that was happening. And we need to continue to do that because it is real. So we're going to take a look at this article today as well, if we have time. And I just want to say big ups. Thanks, Scotty, for mentioning that, because that one got past me today. So really, really appreciate it. So that's the first article, and that was Scotty had told me about that one. So check out that article. Next article from Business Insider. China claims defense equipment in the South China Sea is primarily for civilian use. Check out that article from Business Insider. Also from Business Insider, U.S. forces just went behind enemy lines in Syria to cut off ISIS-only escape route. This overall war paradigm is growing, so check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider. $10 trillion heist. The Pentagon has never been audited. Check out that article. And it says Washington proposed a $52 billion increase in military spending. It's beautiful news if you work at Lockheed Martin's showroom, or maybe it's time for a quick little audit before the American people write the Pentagon another blank check. So check out that article. It has so much telling that's going on. Next article, this one, Roz posted this from Cerebrally Naive Network. Just know that with that CNN, North Korea to conduct nuclear tests, U.S. officials said. So check out that article. Next article, Roz also posted. This one came from Cerebrally Naive Money, CNN Money. Trump rally. Investors yank $8.9 billion from the U.S. stock today. Next article, posted this one from the anti-media. This game was over. Putin sends Israel a clear warning, but it's not listening. According to Syrian ambassador to the UN, Russia has reportedly sent a clear warning to Israel's government that they will no longer have freedom to to act in Syrian skies. Putin sent a clear message on Syrian television on Sunday night, as reported. And now, what does that mean? That I firmly believe that Russia will use the S-300 air defense systems to protect the Syrian skies, and that means that it's going to engage and shoot down Israeli forces, and there's going to be an exchange of hostilities between Russia and Syria, Russia and Israel, but it probably will start first with Syrian forces using it. And that is going to overall move the perpetual war that we're going to see unfolding as we see it right now. It's already there. They just haven't told you yet. We've been telling you about this for a very long time since we started. and we're just once again trying to get you all prepared. Next article comes from Russia Today International. Scores feel dead in ruined Mosul building hit by coalition airstrike. Over 130 people have been taking shelter in Mosul. And it was the U.S. that actually conducted, or is alleged that the U.S. actually conducted that overall airstrike inside of Syria. So this is going to continue to unfold. Next article from Business Insider. Stock pop after Trump care vote pulled. Here's what you need to know. Check out that article. Rye sent that one. Next article comes from Reuters. It says Venezuela is RPT. Venezuela lines up for gasoline as OPEC nations oil industry struggles. And this is going to happen here as well. You really always need to be watching what's going on in Greece, Cyprus, and in Puerto Rico, and in Venezuela, and the countries around it, because that is going to give you some indication of what's going to be happening here. Next article from oil price. Venezuela in dire strait as oil productions fall further. Venezuela's economy continues to deepening. Economic crisis continues to deepen. Deepening. The South American oil OPEC member is thought to be sitting on nearly 300 billion barrels of oil, far more than any other country in the world, including Saudi Arabia at an estimate of 268 billion barrels. This is what is being used to drive the overall economic crisis in Venezuela, and is going to grow and is going to spread to here as well. So next, check out that article. Next article from Bloomberg. A German bank accidentally transferred $5.4 billion to four other banks. A German bank accidentally transferred $5.4 billion to four other banks. Yeah, right. German state-owned bank development had transferred $5.4 billion to four other banks. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the dry run before they're going to do. And whose accounts do you think that they're going to be taking those that digital cash from? It's going to happen here. I'm going to talk about that, and this is some of the things that's going to be used, so be familiar with it. Next article come from Strategic Culture. Russia warns Norway over missile defense plans. Check out that article. Next one, Rise put this one. He said the hammer is being set up to come down on Killery. And so check out that, it's a YouTube video. Next one, Rise posted from NBC News. The U.S. and 13 other nations are demanding Venezuela hold elections soon and free political prisoners. And this is crazy. So check out that article. Man, this is really crazy. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Mail Online. China has prepared for preemptive strikes against U.S. military bases. This is a repost that I posted earlier in the month, and you need to, because of what's going on and what this show is going to be about, just wanted to tie you into that. Next article from Forbes. And this article, it says, how does cyber attacks, and it didn't come up as well. How do cyber attacks work? And we're going to be taking a look at that. Then the next article from the Daily Caller, U.S. nukes vulnerable to cyber attack. Debilitating cyber attack. The U.S. nuclear arsenal may be vulnerable to devastating cyber attacks by adversaries. And we're going to take a look and talk about that as well. So next article is going to be from The Hill. Is a cyber attack on the U.S. infrastructure inevitable? And I would say yes. And it's been happening, and they've been pushing that and putting that into overall, putting it into position. They've actually, in my opinion, they've uploaded all of the necessary viruses and malware and all of the compromising the cryptic securities and everything else has all been set. And we're going to take a look at that today. That's what today's show is going to be about. Next article comes from U.S. News. And this one is Cyber Wars. How the U.S. stocks up against its digital adversaries. So that's one of the articles that's there, and that came from U.S. News. And then I also posted, this is a very good one. I don't know. I know my man Scotty is kind of busy. Let me just check. Let me get on back here so I can see. And my man Scotty, thanks, Scotty, for posting that. I found it. And we're going to thanks a lot from Global Research. And my man Scotty, if you're not busy or anything else, I want you to see something real quick.
Yeah,
if you would jump back on. Okay. Hey, Scotty, what's going on? If you can, I posted something. It was the very first post for today, and I meant to tag you with it. And this is the NORSI attack map. Can you see that one? It's the very first one, the attack map.
Give me a second to get to your profile.
Yeah. Strategic Melanin, what's going on, sister? How are you? Just wanted to give a quick shout out to
Strategic you had to Melanin, click on show previous comments when you post a lot in one single thread, it'll start, you know, the first ones, it'll start nesting them, and you have to click the thing to view. But I got it, Norse attack map.
Okay, Scotty, because I want everyone on this that listens to Tandale Radio Show, if you need to go to BTR community, be a part of BTR community, you need this map. And if you could, Scotty, just for a little reference, I would just want to just quickly do this real quick. Open that up. And let me tell you what this is. This map is released by, you really don't know who's releasing it, but it gives you some good indication. And what it does, it maps out cyber attacks, because today's show is going to be Fire Next Time, Burned by Cyber Attack. And that's what today's show is going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at how exposed we are to these cyber attacks and what that means. Now, on this website, it shows what it gives you origins of attacks, cyber attacks, and it gives you the type of attacks, and then it gives you the attack targets, and it gives you a live attack map, so you can see where a lot of cyber attacks are going. This is a good reference. Now, the day that they had the CDN or the DNS major cyber attack that was on a Friday, which they're always going to do, the next major cyber attack that debilitates the U.S. infrastructure is going to be on a Friday. And we've been talking about this for a while. We said this before. Then the last major one was on a Friday as well, and there's reasons why they do that.
I found out who it is. It is that website maintained by Norse Corporation. They are based in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, and we don't really know who these people are, but like Scotty just said, okay, now, Scotty, you can see this map. That one Friday when we had that last major cyber attack that was the government, the Pentagon and the White House and all were basically saying that they exposed how vulnerable they were, because that was intention. On that day, this Norris attack map was blowing up. You actually were able to see, if you were monitoring it, you were able to see it happen live. You were able to actually see the ongoing attacks and the severity of which they were doing. And Scotty can verify what this is that you see there are cyber attacks where they're like lasers or rounds or bullets flying in different colors to all over the map. And then as one area gets hit, bombarded more and more, it stays aglow because of how much is being attacked. So this map is something that you all, I definitely think that you all should see and know. Go into BTR community, check out this, and you can see a live cyber attack map. Now, how true is this? How authentic it is? It really doesn't matter. But what it really shows is just how engaged. And you can see where a lot of the attacks are coming from. And a lot of attacks come from the U.S., and the U.S. is targeted by most of the attacks. And the U.S. So this is a map that you definitely want to see. And I just wanted Scotty to just tell what you see on this. And have you ever seen this before, Scotty?
No, but for some reason, it's not loading up. They're okay. Having some issues right now. I don't know if it's them or if it's on me, but it's just sitting here spinning, talking about it's loading. But here's some information I found from 2016. Norse Corp co-founder Sam Glines has hit out at the media after he was fired as CEO of the threat intelligence company. The Register broke the news that Norse was laying off a sizable chunk of his workforce. Since then, the business website has been up and down. It appears that its operations are grinding to a halt. It says in a statement today, Glines said this was totally due to journalists scaring away Norse's customers and investors. Significant deals were being closed and other strategic discussions underway. But as soon as this article or blog was posted, everything quickly began to fall apart. Referring to reports following our scoop, deals were terminated or paused. So, any of these type of to me, they could be part of the deep state, for those that know what I'm talking
exactly.
about. The military-industrial complex, and a lot of people start these corporations to get these, contracts with governments. And I feel like, whoever pays the piper names the tune. So you're right in your disclaim to say, we really don't know what they're about and what have you. But I'm still waiting on it to load, man. So I had to revisit it another time.
Yeah. If you have time and you revisit it, just jump back in. But this is something, it's good for just so you can kind of see what's going on. And everyone, I definitely suggest, especially those of you that are already in BTR community, and I suggest that all of you get into BTR community so that you can see that. And Strategic Melon said, is that a FireEye map? They have one, but I don't know about the authenticity of it. No, it's not FireEye Map. I had never heard of FireEye Map. I'm gonna try to check those out, Strategic Melon, tell you what it is. I send it to you. So, check out that one as well. So, all right. So whenever it loads up, if you can, Scotty, just briefly, just come back. So. Because I see it, I know what we see. I just wanted to show share something with you all. So let's jump into today's show. And today's show, the topic is for March the 24th, 2017, is Fire Next Time, Burned by Cyber Attack. And I put that up because, I mean, we went with that saying because, that's the biblical saying, and that was, a great book, and it is very true. It's going to be fire next time in so many ways, in so many instances. It's been that way for a while, and I can definitely see that fire being ignited by a cyber attack. And we need to know as much as we possibly can so we can minimize our overall exposure to these attacks, nefarious attacks, and to position ourselves and our family and our community in a position of advantage so that we won't be as adversely affected. Now, we posted inside of Tando a bunch of cyber attack articles that we need to definitely take a look at, and we're going to do that. But before we do that, there's a couple of things that I want to share with you. There were two really good, and I want to start it off, there were two really good shows. One is a little bit longer. It's about 30 minutes, and then one is about 10 minutes. I want to play this for you first so that you can hear this. One is from Vice, and the other one is from – I got it off of PBS, and it was known as the Journeyman – The Journeyman News, I believe it was. Yeah, Journeyman News. So let me just check inside of, because we got a caller that's there, I guess, in queue. So we're going to get ready to go to the caller in queue. And the caller is coming out of PA, and the area code is 215. I think I know who this is. Caller, area code 215, you're on Kando Radio Show. What is your name and where are you? Excuse me. What is your name? What is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave. This is actually Seymour down here in San Diego. I know me and Brother Davis have the same area code, but it's not him today, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. I know Brother Davis's number right away. I thought that was you because I remember you had called and you were calling from San Diego before, but I wasn't quite sure if that was your same number because it pops up and it gives a distinctive look, and I kind of remembered it, but I wasn't sure. What's going on, bro? How you been?
Yeah, man, just cool and, you know, trying to make sense of it all as I make my way through this world. But yeah. I didn't have a question or anything, or I did have a question, not really a comment. I had a question and a comment. So the comment first.
Yes, sir.
One, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you again for Tando Radio, especially yesterday's episode. It was a lot of heavy stuff being dropped, and I know at one point you mentioned, you know, or you thanked one of the callers, I think it was Raj maybe, for saying what he said. And then you use the line, you know, thank you for saying that. You never know. You might have said something that somebody else needed to hear. I definitely
needed
to hear.
That was Hassan. Roz came on. Yeah, it was Hassan just before Roz came on. But they both always drop things that needed to be here, as you do. So I just wanted to to let you know who that was. But go ahead, brother.
Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, shout out to them. I needed yesterday's episode at that time. It really hit me and it really helped me get through my day. But onto my question is actually just a quick clerical question. I know last Friday, rather, you had to step away, you know, to take care of business, and Brother Bragg stepped in. I was looking for that episode because I had also called in to ask a question, and I couldn't find it in the archives, and I was wondering, am I not searching properly, or was that one, did it just happen to slip through the cracks?
Oh, no. It's there. It's definitely there. Are you on YouTube? Do you do YouTube?
No, I was just using the Black Talk Radio main website.
Okay. Definitely. Scotty, post everything there. If it wasn't there, you can send a message to Scotty. But in the meantime, I know it's on YouTube, and you would just have to go to Black Talk Radio Network. Let me go there really quickly, and I'll tell you the name of the show that Brother Braggs, and there was a lot of people. Brother Braggs, as Brother Davis does, and you know, whenever they're on the show, and just the information that comes across.
Oh, Dave, if he on Black Talk Radio Network, just go to the tab that says Tando Radio. Hover your mouse over it. It'll then show you another tab that says Archives or Podcasts. Click on that, and that holds all the podcasts. Also, if you on YouTube, you following our channel, Black Talk Radio on YouTube, just look for the playlist for Tando Radio Show.
Okay. Yep, and it's there. Cool. And it's I'm gonna tell you, it's Tando Radio Show, current events looking into the future. That's the one that Brother Braggs had did a powerful show. So check out that one. That's where it is. So and if you can't find it, you know, you definitely just reach back out to us and we'll get it. We'll definitely find it for you and get it for you because it's there. As Scotty said, just go to BTR community and it's there. Cover over Tando Radio Show and everything will pop up and you'll be able
you
to find
Black
it.
Black Talk way. Radio Network, Dave.
Oh. Black Talk Radio Network. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank you both. I'll fall back in queue and mute my line and listen in to the rest of the show.
Okay, brother. Thank you. And so, yeah, just go to Black Talk Radio Network, and it's there, and you'll be able
hey,
to
Dave.
Find it. Okay?
Okay. I got this map up on the other computer, man. On this one computer, the new one, it's using Windows 10, and it's got a lot of bugs in it, man. Sometimes stuff don't work. But anyway, I pulled it up on the other computer, and I'm sitting here looking at attacks within the United States against targets within the United States.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to see it, Scotty. I really wanted you to see it. And I guess there's another one. Strategic Melanin sent me another one, FireEye.com, CyberMat Threat, and I'm going to check that one out too. Thank you, sister. So, yeah, you can see the attacks from within. And remember, when that last major attack, most of the attacks were coming from the U.S., attacking other places in the U.S. and attacking the other. And I knew where they were coming from before the news even let on a little bit, and then they pulled back. They kind of slipped. But see, I had already knew because of this map where some of the things were allegedly coming from, and it just substantiated and validated a little bit more.
But
so
you
it's
know,
like a it's. Go ahead, Scotty.
You know, and those WikiLeaks concerning, again, if you didn't hear my program, BTR News, that's my program, where I told you where all of this McCarthyism, blaming the Russians for hacking the U.S. elections, is fraudulent. You want, you know, the media saying 17 U.S. intelligence agencies said that the Russians hacked the. Well, how you know if you ain't never examined a server?
Right.
How can you tell me so-and-so did this and that and you ain't examined the crime scene? Don't you got to examine the crime scene? What do the FBI have a cyber crimes division for if they are not going to look at the DNC service to determine if a hack ever occurred? But in the wake of that, we found out from the last WikiLeaks dump that the CIA got tools to where they can mask their attacks and make it look like it's coming from Russia.
Yep. And make it look like it's coming from anywhere. Why, ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very important. I wanted Scotty to see this map and say what he said, what he saw on this map. And you all definitely should take a look at this map. If you in BTR, my man Raj, check out what's, that, or what Raj is on his commute home. He can't see it as well. But Raj, you're on a BTR community. Check out that map as well. It's and it's very, very important, and I wanted to establish that because I wanted you to have an idea what the system is telling you they're going to be doing to you so that you will be properly prepared for it. And that's why it's going to be fire next time, and it's going to be we're going to be burned by the cyber war and the cyber attack. So that's today's show. And I wanted to lay that out because I want us to have an idea of how exposed we are to this. And I want you to listen. I'm about to play. We got enough time. Yeah, this one video is only like 10 minutes, and then there's another one that's like 20 minutes. I want you to hear these things, and then there's a couple of articles because this is going to go a part of with the war with North Korea. We posted some good articles there, but you need to know this because these things are going to happen. We're going to listen to these two things. One is from the Journeyman The Journeyman Pictures, got this off of PBS or Netflix. I forgot where PBS or something like that, not Netflix, and or C-SPAN. And then we're going to check out Vice, one of the cyber things with Syria. Very, very important so that you will know what you're going to be facing and how why I say that we're going to be burned by this, by fire next time, because this is going to light up all of our cities. This is going to cause where disruptions of things, and this is going to be the fire next time. So they're telling you before it happens. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play this. I want you to really listen up, and then right after we'll come back. We're going to go to a commercial break. After this, we'll have time before the commercial break to really get some comments and to talk about this quickly. Then we'll go into our first commercial break, and then we'll come back out with another. I want you to see this. You need to know and prepare yourselves and your family and our community accordingly while you still can. We've already been attacked by so many things, and we don't really pay much attention to them. This is the setup. So here, this is how cyber attacks could destroy America. Hold on. Here we go.
A blackout hits major cities. Streets flood. Trains grind to a halt. Banks lose data simultaneously. A large-scale strategic attack is executed within minutes over the internet. Sounds far-fetched. But the U.S. is taking the threat of a cyber 9/11 very seriously.
All our enemies are also seeking the ability to sabotage our power grid. our financial institutions, our air traffic control systems. We cannot look back years from now and wonder why we did nothing in the face of real threats to our security and our economy.
Security expert.
Okay, I wanted to stop it right there. Do you think it was a coincidence that former celebrity figurehead Obama said that they can attack our air communications, our airwaves, as far as flight airwaves, air flight traffic control? Do you think that was a coincidence? No, ladies and gentlemen, not at all. They tell you everything before they're going to do it. What was being said there? Read between the lines. They're going to use that at the appropriate time. Here we go. It's going to be used. Here we go.
Say the threat of a cyber terror attack in Australia is just as real and escalating.
Everything's interconnected in a way that it never has been in the past. So every traffic light, every building security system.
I'd say it's very possible to bring down a home.
Your home.
I think it's definitely a possibility. Hackers can do this.
Behind screens in control rooms everywhere, men and women finally tune the operations of our daily lives. Adjusting energy flow, changing rush hour lanes, running public transport. Just about every critical service you can think of runs off the same basic control system that dates back to the 60s. It's called SCADA. SCADA allows industrial processes to be monitored and controlled over long distances. Motors, pumps and sensors gather information from the utility and send it back via servers to a central network of computers. SCADA systems weren't designed with security in mind, and certainly not cybersecurity. But now, more and more are being connected to the internet.
There are really good reasons for wanting to be able to get remote access to a control system. If something needs monitoring, you want to be able to do it from a convenient location.
That's where the vulnerability comes in. It means that somebody else can then step into their shoes.
To show how easily and quickly a SCADA system can be hijacked, Ernest Fu and his team at the Queensland University of Technology have built a miniature water facility.
We've got two reservoirs. We've got a lower reservoir and a pump connecting it to an upper reservoir.
So we're just moving water from that reservoir to that reservoir?
Yeah.
So this is basically what you'd see at a normal water facility?
Yeah, it would.
Once the system is...
Okay, now, real quick, do you think it was a coincidence that they were talking about a reservoir? I don't either. Okay, here we go. You've been seeing these things play out.
They also have
now. Okay, here we go.
Hacked into, which is relatively easy to do, taking over the controls takes a couple of minutes.
So we know that a particular register controls the pump,
especially when we're
flooding it with a value of zero, which will turn off the pump.
Pumps off,
just like that.
So is it that simple to hack into a larger scale version of this kind of a utility?
Yep, the messages that we're sending from the laptop to our facility are the same kinds of messages that are sent to all kinds of critical infrastructure.
Scary.
Very scary.
Ernest has been looking at SCADA systems common in mining, gas pipelines and other critical infrastructure and finds similar flaws.
So what we found is that it's really easy to attack these systems. None of the messages are authenticated, so there's no way for the system to realise that the legitimate operator is sending them the command or a hacker is sending them the command.
What's escalating concern over critical infrastructure is a shift in who's doing the hacking. Increasingly, cyber attacks are politically motivated, well-funded and targeted.
So it's gone from individuals with an individual cause to groups with a group cause and a lot of money behind them, and I think that's a real concern because that's a real change. I don't think businesses are really ready for this level of change.
Although it's never been officially admitted, it's thought that the US was behind one of the most successful real-world sabotages of a critical SCADA control system. In 2010, Stuxnet made the world sit up and take notice. Unwittingly introduced by a worker at Iran's nuclear enrichment plant, the Stuxnet worm created new variants of itself, each one causing centrifuges to spin too fast or too slowly,
and in some cases explode.
Yeah, well, I guess DustNet was the wake-up call for all sorts of critical infrastructure because it was the first time people had tried to actually physically damage something rather than just maliciously cause grief.
Transgrid operates the main electricity infrastructure across New South Wales. It's hard to overestimate the chaos that would ensue if you could knock out these big babies in a cyber attack.
If you knocked all the transformers out, the economic consequences would be massive. You're talking about no power for the trains, no power for the lifts in the high-rise buildings, no power for the traffic lights. Massive impact.
And how possible is that, to knock out one of these transformers, or all of them, through a cyber attack?
To knock out all of them, virtually impossible, because the transformers aren't connected to the internet in any way. They have self-protecting devices within them, which makes sure if there's a problem with the transformer, it takes itself out of service.
To control anything on this grid, you need to get through three levels of physical security and take a police check seat in here.
So you can't access any of this system online?
No, there's no connection between the SCADA and the internet.
Even if you got in here, there's little way of introducing a bug into the system.
There's no USB ports that are connected to anything. There's no CD drives. There's no other spots where you can plug something in.
But hackers don't make a habit of using the front door.
Hackers usually can break into control systems through a corporate network, which is being connected to the control system. So corporate networks usually have web servers and web pages that are open to the internet, so it means anyone can come in.
It's definitely an area that we have to treat very carefully, and we have an arrangement set up where information is exported from the SCADA system and then is collected in another part of the corporate data network. So there's no connection that allows you to get into the SCADA.
Every time we've evaluated one, we've found that we've been able to break through from the corporate network to the control network. No matter what they've done, we've always found a way through. There is no such thing as a secure system. There's just varying degrees of insecurity.
The power grid seems fairly well covered, but many other critical SCADA systems are online and vulnerable. A quick internet search reveals numerous possible targets. So why have there only been a handful of successful attacks on SCADA systems worldwide?
No one wants to start a war. If you really do something ludicrously overtly, then you are just asking for someone to respond in a physical way. So we do it all sneaky. We do it all in the back door.
An attack on the electrical grid is not the only way to sap a nation of its power. Steal the secrets that make a country wealthy, and you slowly bleed it dry while hardly anyone notices. It was from this nondescript building in Shanghai that attacks were launched on over 140 major US businesses. Computer security company Mondiant even recorded screen grabs as China's cyber army stole hundreds of terabytes of intellectual property. The US claims China is behind the biggest transfer of wealth in history.
There's no doubt that any significant IP possessed by Australian universities, research institutes or corporations is under constant attack by probably foreign governments more than anyone, who have a strong interest in transferring that IP to their own nation.
Establishing the real impact of these types of attacks is impossible when most go unreported.
Well, I think we need legislation to compel governments and corporates to actually come clean to say what has happened. Industry self-regulation in this regard hasn't worked.
But it can be hard to come clean when you're unaware of being hacked in the first place.
We've certainly seen situations where we've been called in to talk to businesses who have been penetrated for months and months and months and only detected it by accident. We look at security as being three things: prevention, detection and response. Businesses have historically spent an awful lot on prevention and spent a lot of time and effort building firewalls and building protection mechanisms that they're absolutely certain will work. But if they were attacked, would they know?
To be adequately prepared, businesses need a greater focus on intruder detection systems and isolating or repairing any damage that occurs.
New protocols need to be designed, and also the actual devices themselves have to be designed to be cyber secure.
It's fair to say that if you're a determined nation state or a determined criminal group, that you can own systems, there's no doubt. The biggest question is how long you own them for and how much damage you do when you're inside them.
Okay. So just wanted to bring that to you all. Man, it was so much information that was given there that was so important. And there were no coincidences. Remember they talked about controlling the airways for planes, controlling the infrastructure for power, not only that, for the reservoirs. And now this actually was back in the – I think this was done in 2013 or 2012. But you're starting to see that now. The cyber wars and the cyber attacks are so huge and have such ramifications. This is the same thing as they turned something that could have been very useful into a very useful tool of destruction. And that's what the system always does. It always really does. It gives a facade that they want you to depend on something, and they use that same dependency that you have on it to control you, the overall your energy, to control the families, and to control the community itself. And this is the method or the MO of what's been happening throughout human history, and we continue to fall for it hook, line, and sinker. And the cyber attack thing is it's such a well-organized tool of destruction and subjugation and enslavement, because everything is interconnected to it. And we do it by choice. We actually facilitate this. What we should be doing, should we have technology and everything? Yes, yes. But I would say to you, we can't be naive to think that anything that is now brought to us is going to be any different than what has been brought to us in the past, because we're not bringing things to each other. We're using the infrastructure of the abuser. And so that gives leverage and that gives strength to that overall abuser. We're facilitating this. And how are we facilitating this? Because, you know, it's very popular to be naive and call things conspiracy theories and to just engage, because we're comfortable with it. We don't question anything. This is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important. This is why the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network are so important. If we dissect what we just heard here, they are telling you how they're going to attack you. Why do they do that? So that you'll never put up a defense against your overall abuser and attacker. You think that it's a normal way of life. You would think that it is a normal way of life. And it really has become. It's become a normal way of life that we just obey. And that's our greatest downfall. So listen, if you would like to get in on the conversation, we're going to come back, talk about this, because there were some major things that they dropped. I wanted to give you heads up on that. Then we're going to go into another one. Then we're going to, there's an article that we need to be talking about. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we're going to, once we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we're going to play one more thing, and then we're going to jump into an article. Then we're going to take calls. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. I will let you know when we're going to open up for calls. So definitely we're going to come back and look at some things. You listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And we have a live show for you today. We're talking about fire next time, burned by cyber attack. And that is going to be the weapon of choice in the future. It's been the weapon of choice for a long time, but they were going to wait until the appropriate time to use it. And that's what the preferred tool of the preferred method of destruction to maintain the overall objective of controlling the masses and to keeping the masses in a enslaved and self-serving paradigm. And so when we just listened to this, one of the things that was very critical, they talked about how the security at the overall power plant, how, you know, their redundancy of their security. And then they try to talk about the redundancy of their security for their computer systems. But here's the key. Those systems were already known that they were going to be made. And guess what? They're trying to blame everything on China. But what if China's not doing it? What if who they let their guard down is doing it themselves? The very corporations that are making the overall technology is embedding it with the opportunity for backdoors and for viruses, and they put it in there already. They vaccinate the computer, and then they upload the virus already. And then what they have is they can blame it on this country and that country. Why? Because that best serves the overall propaganda to move towards the interest in the direction that they want you to run towards. This is how they corral you, and this is how they lead you, and this is how they shepherd you to destruction in all of us. Very, very important. My man Scotty is there. Scotty, did you want to chime in on something?
Oh, no, I probably just forgot to mute myself.
Okay. So now you see that the infrastructure, and they said they have no ports, USB ports, and all. They don't need USB ports, ladies and gentlemen. When they programmed the system, it was already corrupted. They don't need to walk in, break in through the locked door. The overall service access was open, and they're going to use it appropriately. Now, one of the things that they said, admitted in this, is how exposed everyone is economically to this. How exposed everyone is infrastructure-wise to this. And that, ladies and gentlemen, means not the overall systems of hackers, but that means you. Case in point, one of the things about the hackers, here's the key, in my opinion. They present hackers as some nefarious group, when in actuality, the overall ones that are doing the most data mining and are using the algorithms to their advantages are the very institutions that you have false hope in, blind faith in. Case in point. They have different organizations that say that they're going to protect your overall identity. Well, in order for you to sign up for that, what do you have to do? Give them your identity. You pay them. Then you stop paying them, and then guess what happens? All of a sudden, your identity gets hit. Who do you think did it? The one that had the vested interest in it all. The MO of criminals is always the same. Motive, opportunity. Means, motive, opportunity, and who had something to gain from it all? Who had the most to gain from it all? Never changes. Never, ever, ever changes. But see, we don't think, because we have blind faith, that we see something on the television that it substantiates and validates something that we should be trusting. We hear something, we see something that is in mainstream media, and this is why mainstream media's job is to control you and to herd you where they want you to graze, where they want you to congregate, where they want you to meet, and to have all of your meetings where all of your meetings are out in the open because they know everything that you're doing it because you're using their mics, using their formats, using their facilities. And this causes us to lose leverage. And we're going to take a look at this, how this works even further in the next. And then there's an article that we have to look at because of what's going on, the current events of what's going on now. And I just want to give you a heads up of what you're possibly going to be facing very, very soon. So what I want to do now is that there was a great, this one comes from Vice. And I want you, this is about Syria. And I want to reintroduce this to you because we are definitely there right now. And by being there right now, there's an article we're going to take a look at, and then we're going to put this all together so that you can see where you need to start to protect yourself, ladies and gentlemen. If the system is pushing you somewhere, it's because they need to get you there for a reason. For a reason. And they just need you to comply and obey, and everything has been fine. And then if you really think about that, how much of our lives have we been bombarded with, we need to surrender ourselves to a higher being or a higher organization, when in actuality, that was just something that was made up so that you'll have blind faith to surrender your free will. And they use it all by fear. If you don't do this, you're going to be punished. Love never punishes. It grooms and it nurtures sustainable, benevolent life. So let's check out this. This is from Vice, and this has to do with Syria. Well, they'll tell you what it has to do with. I want you to listen closely. Very, very important. Here we go.
Hundreds of thousands dead, millions displaced. The Syrian secret police got a lot better at monitoring social media.
War is being fought both on the battlefield and online.
If you compromise them, the Assad could come and have them arrested and then killed.
Hackers connected to the Syrian regime are targeting the opposition. ISIS is almost adopting everything that was successful in Syria. Sometimes the consequences are lethal.
We need to stop hacking.
Which is why I'm guessing you got so high up within the Islamic State.
Is Syria the model for how future wars will be fought?
As a national security reporter for Vice, I followed the Syrian war since the beginning. In 2011, a popular democracy movement blew up across the Middle East. It was fueled in part by social media, became known as the Arab Spring. Yet Syria was different. It stayed quiet. Run by a dictator named Bashar al-Assad, citizens were terrorized by secret police, mass surveillance, torture, and barely had any access to the internet. Amidst protests in nearby countries, the Assad regime made the mistake of restoring access to Facebook and YouTube. Almost overnight, protests exploded across the country. I needed to talk to someone who was on the streets when protests first went down.
3 weeks after I got there, the street protests began, and that quickly overshadowed everything else we were doing.
Robert Ford was the last U.S. ambassador to serve in Syria.
So when he did open up the internet, it couldn't have just been for benevolent reasons. There must have been also a surveillance aspect to it.
When the revolution in Syria started, initially, I don't think the regular foot police and secret police goons really understood what social media was. I met once with a protester, and he was detained. This was in the suburbs of Damascus. When he was taken to the secret police station, they went through his backpack in front of him, and they were taking everything out, and they said, "Where is the Facebook? Where is the Facebook?" As if it was like a book with pages. So that was early on. As time went on, the Syrian secret police got a lot better at monitoring people's computers and monitoring social media.
The protests continued, but Assad wouldn't cede his power. Instead, he sent soldiers to try and quell the uprising. The world watched the bloody crackdown played on YouTube. Dilshad Osman was uploading videos to YouTube and Facebook during the early days of the revolution. Made him a target of the government, and he had to flee the country. For his safety, we chose an anonymous location to talk.
Video content was the most important content coming out from Syria. We've lost a lot of our friends while they were filming. Snipers targeting people's cameras. Absolutely. Sniper targeting people, or checkpoint will stop you and check what's in your phone. But was the regime able to crack into Facebook, or at least hack into it in some way, and get some of that information that would help them crack down on protesters?
Yes, they were able to get a lot of accounts. They were able to hack into a lot of Syrian opposition leaders at that time.
And going back to May 2011, that was the first time when the Syrian government implemented man-in-the-middle attack against the SSL certificate of Facebook.
And explaining what a man-in-the-middle attack is,
the term man-in-the-middle attack came because there is someone in the middle is trying to attack you. What the Syrian government did at that time is they pushed to the users a fake SSL certificate. Now, SSL is actually like an envelope and a key. Key is with Facebook. Facebook is sending you an envelope to put your data in, lock it, and then send it back to Facebook. But the Syrian internet providers, they receive the envelope from Facebook. They replace it with another one that they have the key for it.
Their own envelope.
Send it to the Syrian users. Users, they put their credentials, username and passwords, and messaging and posts and etc. stuff. They send it back. Syrian internet providers opened it, got a copy of data, then send it back to this.
Assad was now using the internet to expose entire networks of activists. Once identified, they were often arrested and tortured, sometimes to death. The international media exploded with headlines detailing police crackdowns and tales of torture, creating a public relations nightmare for Assad. Soldiers defected from Assad's forces. Some formed the Free Syrian Army, and the country descended into war between rebels and the regime. But Assad still had his supporters, some of whom were hackers. They decided to form a cyber militia. They called it the Syrian Electronic Army. Brian Merchant is a reporter at Motherboard, who investigated the origins of the group. We met up at Vice's head offices in Brooklyn.
The Syrian Electronic Army is an activist hacker group. They're pro-Bashar al-Assad. They want to reveal the media as frauds. They want to reveal the Free Syrian Army as terrorists. And to do so, they basically institute a series of high-profile attacks. So they're just propagandists. Ultimately, that's what their role is, is propagandists.
They were mostly website defacements, but sometimes they had real-world consequences. The SEA hacked the Twitter account of the Associated Press and tweeted that the White House had been attacked.
Right, I wanted to stop it real quick. We played this before, but I wanted to replay this for you all because I wanted you to catch something that was very important. What did they say that the Free Syrian Army wanted to do? Wanted to display that the media was fake media. Who else is doing that now? This is all connected because it is a global agenda. And the individuals that you see that they place in front of you make no decisions at all. But what it does tell you is that the shadow side of the deception is the lead to the real methods and an objection of the agenda. That has to be kept secret, and that has to be protected. So everything that we see with our eyes and everything that we're exposed to is hiding some measure of the true nature of it all. And we have to be able to discern that by not believing our physical eyes. Not believe our physical lying eyes, because they are able to create the very illusion that keeps the system in power. But if we will just look at it from our great talents and our great abilities that were given to us to maintain our sovereignty. When we were born sovereign and self-determined, having a self-determining agenda. But in order for us to maintain that now, we have to energize it. Black Talk Radio Network, with the vision was put off by Scotty. But in order for that to happen, it requires every listener to energize that. Now it becomes a responsibility. The responsibility for us to maintain our sovereignty and self-determination requires our energy to do just that. And not to fall for the tricks that makes us to make us believe that we are free. When freedom never gives you self-determination or sovereignty, it gives you you are able to own rights and you're not able to control your own direction. Very, very important. So I wanted to make that point so that you can see some of the things and they tell you everything. I trust nothing that is not properly vetted by my spirit, even though you could be wrong on different things, but your overall sincerity of your direction of your energy is sincere and is tied to the truth. I realize that everything that we see and everything that's put before us is just as a stage of theatrical lies that require us to obey and believe. So let's get back to this, and then we're going to jump into another article. Once we get into the commercial break, then we're going to open up the phone line. So I just wanted you to hear this. We want to get back into this. So listen, and you will start to hear the lies. And they try to put the lies out as something that's credible, but they're deep. Here we go.
Caused the U.S. stock market to dive until it was exposed to be a fake tweet. At the top of the most...
is propaganda.
They were mostly website defacements, but sometimes they had real-world consequences. The SEA hacked the Twitter account of the Associated Press and tweeted that the White House had been attacked. It caused the U.S. stock market to dive until it was exposed to be a fake tweet. At the top of the militia hierarchy was a hacker known as the Pro. Brian received a tip allegedly exposing the Pro's identity. He contacted him.
I had been asking, you know, like, we have this information about you, and we basically can peg you as the leader. And he got really flustered and angry, and he denied it in a series of emails, and he said, if you reveal me, then you will be hacked. We will hack Vice.
Brian published his expose. The Pro made good on his word, and Vice was hacked. I decided to track down the Pro. He agreed to chat online. I asked him if the army of hackers viewed themselves as soldiers. He said internet soldier was the preferred term. The real soldiers were on the battlefield. I wanted to know if the SEA was under the official control of Assad. The Pro was adamant that they weren't affiliated with the government regime, but that they did use back channels to deliver important intelligence. Those channels proved potentially dangerous for opposition protesters.
They were capable of collecting a lot of information, hacking a lot of people. They published around 11,000 accounts they were compromised in different ways, and then passing this along to the regime. Absolutely. We've seen a lot of organizing between them and the Syrian government, exchanging information between each other and exchanging targets between each other.
Months after speaking with him, the Pro, or Ahmed Umar Aga, as Brian identified, was indicted for hacking-related charges by the U.S. government. The Syrian Electronic Army gained the attention of the world through PR-savvy hacks, but they weren't Assad's only hacker ally.
Okay, so just it was on the commercial break. Here we go.
In Syria, what began as a popular democracy movement rapidly escalated into a civil war. Assad had responded on the battlefield with an aggressive campaign of barrel bombs. Online, the Syrian internet was now infected with malware. Ava Goldfern is a hacker. She started tracking cyber militias shortly after the street protests turned into a bloody conflict. It wasn't long before her research revealed a dangerous new militia known as the Syrian Malware Team. They were using the internet to gather intelligence on opposition forces.
to begin with, there isn't just sort of one Syrian malware team. We're able to track at least two distinct actors in this space. These two malware groups were targeting members of the Syrian opposition, so anybody who was opposed to Assad. And mostly these were people who were located inside of Syria, sometimes in territory that Assad still controlled, sometimes in territory that Assad no longer controlled, and sometimes members of the Syrian diaspora, which became sort of more influential and more powerful as the conflict has raged on and more people have left.
And the tools they were using are very different.
Yes. The malware teams that we were tracking were using remote access tools like Extreme Rat, Dark Comet, Black Shades.
It's something like a rat. How does it work exactly?
So a remote access tool is a tool that once an attacker gets you to install it on your machine, allows them to do anything that you can do on your computer. So they can log all of your keystrokes, they can take screenshots, they can see through your webcam, they can listen through your microphone, anything that you're capable of doing, they can do, and then they can exfiltrate that data back to themselves. And these remote access tools are very cheap or free, but they can still get you, you know, full control of somebody's computer if you can get somebody to install them on their computer.
In 2012, Assad's forces used Dark Comet to monitor opposition groups in Aleppo. They hid the malware in a PDF that claimed to hold instructions on how to help the city.
All right, I'm going to stop it there because I just want to chime in real quick. I hope you all are learning something and picking some very key things up. And I would just say this, that every system, every person, there's been a person very close to me said, there's a reason why they're pushing all of these smartphones on people. I said, yes, I definitely can see that as well, because they want to give smartphones so that the phones will tell people what to do, so smartphones will be listened to by dumb people of dumb of their senses, and that way they'll follow. And this is why. And one of the things that she talked about, the one lady, and one thing I always can tell, because I used to do it. I know when someone is undercover because of by the way that they talk. Everything that from this, in my opinion, from Vice and everything else, they are also a part of the overall agenda. They bring you bits and pieces in a theatrical way so that it will give validation to their overall cause. There's no way in the world that this, if this was sincere, that they would have this type of access. They would present the information this way, but they're doing that to bait everyone into the trap. Why are traps so important? Because they have to be laid with something that is enticing to the people, to the prey. If you wanted to have an elaborate depopulation program to control people throughout the world, then you are going to need to have a very dramatic story that you could pass off to the people to make them believe it. And that's exactly what has been institutionalized since our very initial physical introduction to this paradigm that we call life on Earth. And it's been structure, and the structure of it has been put into place to make sure that the overall system of control and subjugation is working and functioning perfectly fine. And this is why you have institutions, corporations, that will work collectively together against you and for the agenda, and for the system, and for the object. So when they talk about they have to have you download it into this and that so that they can listen to your computer and your camera and your can hear your they told you everything. Here's what they told you: once you take our device, Once you live by our devices, you live by our rules. Once you live by our economy, you live by our rules. Once you live by our structure, our infrastructure, those that built the infrastructure was built for the overall advancement of the builder. The overall builder, the overall architect, the overall creator of it. Not those that happen to work in it. They work for the objective. So once we start once we were inundated with all of this technology, and this doesn't go back just to smartphones and smart TVs. No. This goes back until from the very beginnings of social civilization. They gave you a lie to tell everyone that we were civilized, when in actuality is the most barbaric rule of cannibalism that we have here. And this is how it grows. So, listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. My man Roz is going to jump in real quick, so I'm going to go to Roz. And then when we come back out of the commercial break, I want to put this together with you all so you can see some of the things that you need to be preparing for. Is it anything that you need to be afraid of? Absolutely not. You can maintain your overall sovereignty in the midst of behind the enemy lines, and you still are sovereign. But let's go to my man Roz. Roz, man, we got you a little bit early today, man. I appreciate that so much. What's going on, bro? What you got for us?
Hey, what's going on? Everything good? I'm giving you a little chimney to me.
My man.
Please, how you doing?
good, brother. Everything good. Rod was speaking to me, because Rod, I'm going to tell you, I grew up, I had a surrogate family, and they were from Trinidad, and man, great, great upbringing. But and my man, Rod, he knows what I'm talking about. But go ahead, Rod, shoot, man.
Peace. Yeah, it was wild today. The reason I got home early was because they had a derailed train, Amtrak.
The derailed train in Penn Station, yeah.
Yeah, so I left work early because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get home, because I saw like all the trains were canceled. But by the time I got there, they seemed to have gotten everything straightened out. So I got home actually a little early. So thankfully, I'm able to call in early too, which is good. But yeah, this show is good. As always, what you're able to hear is how everything is connected. Like all of these like you said, it's just all two wings on the same bird. They're all in bed together. They all pre-plan things. And one of the best examples of pre-planning is when Scotty had mentioned earlier, I think he's kind of said it in passing. He was talking about, I think it was Windows 10 and that it was acting up or something or giving them trouble. And I'm like, I've been watching Microsoft for years, and they build those viruses into the programs. They build those issues into their programs. Windows, all the Windows programs they ever released. The worst one was Windows 2000. That thing was so fraught with errors and issues, and people would end up losing all their data because of stuff that was built in from the origin of the programming. And this is how they do these things. Same thing with the different virus programs. Like, they build these issues into the system already. And as a result, you're forced to buy into it. And that's what I meant when I was saying, as technology progresses, they refine their practices of racist domination through their technology. And as they issue you something new, they take away the old so that you cannot go back to the old when the new does what they designed it to do in the first place. So, and you know, every time they refine their development of this technology, they always cancel the old technology, so you can never go back to that old technology, which is probably the technology, not even probably, it's the technology that's less infiltrated with their machinations of ruining things.
Ross.
So once they cut you off from that, go ahead.
Yeah, Ross. Okay. You can actually get old operating system programs. You just got to know who to hook up with to get them. But that article you posted in BTR News about, this is crazy, the Galaxy Note 7 saying Samsung will remotely kill all unreturned Galaxy Note 7 units, like they're going to send out a virus that's going to prevent it from charging. I don't see how that's legal, man. I mean, that's like if I buy a product and then you admitting that you about to do something to destroy it to force me to purchase an upgrade. I mean, unless they giving out the Galaxy S8 for free, you know what I'm saying? You giving me a free replacement. Otherwise, that's destruction of my private property. That's crazy,
absolutely,
man.
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying, I see that as a scam to just get people to spend more money.
Right. Hold on, Roz. Hold your thought. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. And we're going to go to the commercial break, then we're going to come back. You're listening to Tandor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tandor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get into the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We got my man Roz and Saudi. We're talking about some of the deceptions of the new technology and enforcing. And, you know, one of the things is the intellectual property. We no longer, when you purchase anything, do you control it. You own it, but you don't control it, and they can change it up. And this is so, so important. It goes right along with everything. So I want to go back to Roz, then we're going to go to an article that we got to get to you all so that you can see some of the things that's going to happen. It's no coincidence that Syria is the big thing that's on the table. So hold on, Jerry. Jerry, got some background noise. Jerry, we're going to come back to you after we finish that. We're going to let Roz finish, and then I'm going to come to you after. Excuse me. We read an article because we got to get this part of it out. It's very, very important. So let's go back to Roz. Go ahead, Roz.
All right. When Scotty brought up that article, it made me think, because on my job, I work in the healthcare industry, and when I first started working there, everybody had laptops that were provided by the company, like Macs. And if a person lost their Mac or it was stolen, because we actually had a break-in where about five of them were stolen from us, they shoot like a bullet to fry the circuits in the computer so that the person can't hack into it and steal anybody's private health information. So when he said that, it made me think of that, and he's absolutely right. If I'm spending, you know, a G for one of your phones and I don't happen to return it because mine didn't blow up or catch on fire, for you to fry my phone, like, you robbing me at that point, unless, like he said, you're giving out a free phone. And that's not going to be the case, because they're there to make money, not give any out. They spent so much money for the problems that they had with the 7. They're not trying to give anybody any freebies with this new one that they're coming up with. And then also, I wanted to add to the brother, the elder that was murdered by that psychotic white guy who went from Baltimore to New York to murder him. He was also a homeless black male trying to get back on his feet. So, I mean, like, we can't get a break. You suffered enough. You're homeless in this country, going through all kinds of, you know, horrible treatment. And then you go out in the late night for a walk and end up killed for no reason except this person practicing racism, white supremacy. Insane. But thank you. I'm going to mute my line.
Great, great points, Raj. And, you know, one of the reasons why they do this is because they're indoctrinating us to no longer see whatever you own can be repossessed from you. If someone asked you your phone, who owns your phone? Everyone would say, I do. It's my phone. Here's the real question. Who controls your phone? It's not you. See, and this is how they start the indoctrination for this whole thing. It's very, very important that we see. And they started off small, and they gradually push it out because they're absolutely right. The overall flaw is their fault. So they're going to destroy, and this is what the system does. They purposely destroy information because that is, they know where the markers of everything is. And this is how they got rid of the different debt from, this is what, one of the reasons why Building 7 was pulled, because it had the overall data. It had the data, destroy the data. So very, very important. So what I want to do now real quickly, and we got to get to, and I see, Jerry, we're going to go to you right after that. And then I'll unmute you after that. But it's a very, very important article. And here it is. Here's the article. Uh-oh. Don't tell me I messed the article. Okay. All right. Here we go. Nope. Here it is. Okay, cool. It says, and Syria plays into this because there's no coincidence that Vice was doing something on Syria, because Syria is going to be a very important stronghold in the overall movement to depopulate the planet and to get a stronger position among those that survive it all. So here's the article, and this one came from Business Insider. I posted it earlier. It was last week. It was on the 17th. It was last Friday. Last Friday, the 17th, I posted this. And it says, it's from Business Insider, how a preemptive strike on North Korea would go down. And you would think, well, what does that got to do with cyber attacks? Dave, you'll hear and you'll see why. It says Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made it official on Friday, last Friday, the U.S. is considering a preemptive military strike on North Korea's. Recent military test shows that North Korea really is practicing a so-called saturation attack that would seek to fire ballistic missiles with such volume that they would defeat military defenses and slaughter U.S. allied forces in Japan and in South Korea. See, once again, here's the boogeyman. When all wars, 99% of the casualties are innocent individuals, while the ones that declare war don't have to fight it itself. So who's really losing here? The article goes on. The U.S. President Donald Trump has apparently identified North Korea as the most serious external challenge, and he has reportedly declared the country the single greatest threat to U.S. on Friday, tweeting, North Korea is behaving very badly. They have been playing the United States for years. He also blamed China, the North's biggest ally, for not doing more. In reality, taking out North Korea's nuclear capability or toppling Kim's regime would pose serious threat. Would pose serious threat to even the U.S. military best platforms. Business Insider spoke to Slim Track, a senior analyst who is an expert on North Korea, to determine exactly how the U.S. could carry out a crippling strike against the Hermit Kingdom. Military actions against North Korea wouldn't be pretty. Civilians in South Korea and probably Japan and U.S. forces stationed in the Pacific would likely die in the undertaking, no matter how smooth things went. In short, it is not a decision any U.S. commander-in-chief would make lightly. But the U.S. would have to choose between a full-scale destruction of North Korea facilities and ground forces or a quicker attack on only the most important nuclear facilities. The second option will focus more on crippling North Korea's nuclear program and destroying the key threats to the U.S. and its allies. Now, this is me talking now. Now, remember, North Korea has tested its overall capabilities, and what that means, they've already know that they have it. They just showed the world that they have ballistic missile capabilities, which means that they already have nuclear weapons that are already attached to intercontinental ballistic missiles. This is how they bargain out and everything else to get you to believe things so that when they start the war, they have what? Plausible deniability to get you to buy into the lie. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Now, back to the article. Since a full-scale attack could lead to a mission cripple that could pull the U.S. into a long-term conflict in the East, according to Tax of Stratford, the U.S. would most likely focus on a quick strategical strike that will wipe out the bulk of North Korea's nuclear force. Then the opening salvo, meaning the opening attack by the military, a stealth air blitz cruise missiles rocket North Korea's nuclear facilities. The best tool the U.S. could use against North Korea would be stealth aircraft like the F-22 and the B-2 bomber. The U.S. would gradually position submarines, naval ships, and stealth aircraft at bases near North Korea in a way to avoid provoking the Hermit Kingdom's suspicion. Yeah, right. Like, they don't already know that you're there. You've been publicizing it. And the reason why they're publicizing that, why this article is publicized, and why the overall movement of the Carl Vinson is publicized, and they're telling you that we're going to do a preemptive strike. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but that means that they're telling you what they're going to do because they want you to know. Why do they want you to know? Because they want you to know what it is. They want you to believe the story that they're telling you. Then they try to say that it's secret, so that makes you think that you're in on some kind of a global secret, some kind of geopolitical secret. Man, please. Loose lips sink ships, because they want ships to be sunk. It goes on. Got to hurry up here. All right, well, let me get to the point. So they're talking about how the U.S. would be able to strike North Korea. Now, here's the thing. How would North Korea respond? Here's what North Korea would do in response. North Korea has a very vast cyber attack apparatus. They are very engaged in cyber attacks. And here's the thing. It ain't just them. You don't think the shadow side, the shadow governments would say that North Korea's overall cyber armies are so vast and so powerful, along, and they were backed by Iran, they were backed by Syria, they were backed by China, they were backed by, this is why I played what we played today, so that you can see what they plan on doing. They're going to say that North Korea's overall cyber capabilities was even surprising to the U.S. And what does that mean to you, ladies and gentlemen? That means that your cities are burning because fire next time. They are going to cause for economic collapse by way of cyber attack. Just imagine when your ATM doesn't work, and just imagine when your overall dams and reservoirs, the overall dams implode and the water escapes the reservoirs because they turned the overall pumps in the different in the other direction to where they're no longer able to control the water itself, or they open it up. And they open it up until it destroys the infrastructure and compromises the dams, and now you have water everywhere. Nothing to drink. Then from there, the rioting in the cities would almost go almost immediately or shortly after. And not only that, all of a sudden you would have spontaneous combustion of different infrastructures, because they would blow up different servers and they would blow up different things strategically, because the bombs have already been placed. And I'm not talking about bombs of TNT. They can have your overall equipment do just that, because that's the power of an EMP. This is how you have fire next time. So what's the agenda here? The agenda is to establish a boogeyman that doesn't exist,
because the real threat to you is the very same institution that's here that say that they're here to save you. For those of you that know what I mean, you can actually look at how so-called benevolent organizations that have, they come to all these different disasters, and what they really do is just exploit people and get all the donations and never ever give those to the channels that the people, the intention of the donor. The exact same thing happening here. And you can surmise who that was. There are some organizations that actually do more of what they say, but they are going out of style because they're old. Salvation Army. But now, why is this so important? What if North Korea is really the same as Langley, the same as the NSA, the same as the CIA, the same as the Pentagon? They just wear a different uniform, but they do the exact same thing. They wage war of depopulation across the planet because that's their true orders. And then we will march, we will say we need to get behind us, we need to do this and do that, and nothing ever changes because we never look at it for what it truly is. Very, very important that we take a look at what we're really doing. So I wanted to bring that up. So what's going to is watch what's going on in the world, because you can bet that the cyber attacks are going to be huge. And who is going to be mostly adversely affected by cyber attacks? They say so-called first world nation countries. And who are they talking about? They're talking about you, ladies and gentlemen, because you're the target. Fire next time, and the burn is going to come by a cyber attack. And that's more efficient and effective than any bomb or nuclear device that goes, that detonates. Those are just the fireworks, but the real virus of destruction is implanted, like that sociopath Bill Gates said, in the plagues, the plague of cyber and the plague of germs that will take out millions and millions and billions of people. So let's get, I want to just to bring that to you. Let me get to my man, Jerry. Jerry, if you can, unmute yourself when you're ready so we can take your question and comment. I wanted to get that out. That article is very, very important. I reposted inside of Entando, a radio show, for you to know so that you can protect yourself. How do you protect yourself from this? You have the things that you need before you need them. You get and acquire the things that you need before you need them. And because of this, the displacement and the trauma in which they are going to spill, which they've been doing for a very long time, it's like clockwork. It's almost as you can time it to ready, set, go. This is why Syria, this is why the invasion of Syria has already happened. This is why now the overall so-called problems in South Sea of China has now blown up to almost darn near the calling back of the overall embassies and the ambassadors and the diplomatic community before the overall firing starts. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. But these bombs of today are more effective and efficient because they are digital ones, just like your digital currency. So, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, definitely give us a call now, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. When they do this, and I'm going to tell you, these cyber attacks are going to come from, this is why I wanted Scotty to see the Norse map, so that you can see these cyber attacks going in all different directions. Why? Because it's water, water everywhere, nothing to drink. It's governments, governments everywhere, and there is no justice among us. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, my man Jerry, now would be a time, bruh, if you would like to make your comment or have your question, unmute yourself, Jerry. if you wanted to, but I had it to get the, I had to get this article out before we ended the show. So if you'd like to jump in on our conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we'd love to hear from you with your question or comment. So we're going to open up the lines, but until then, we'll continue with the show. So until we get a caller in queue, there go my man Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, you know what? You were saying cut the mute off, and I was cutting the mute on my phone off. Forgive me without a background. I have my
No, you're
children.
Fine, brother.
Yeah, my family been gone for the whole week, and we having a semi-broke person party, which means they just jumping on the trampoline, and I was tripping them up. So that's how we party around here.
Man, but, enjoy. And that is so important, man. That's priceless. Go ahead, brother.
Man, me and Roz was just talking about the the building 7, but what I wanted to add was that, remember, we buy these devices. We are only buying the devices. They still own the software. The
yep.
software is where the viruses and everything comes from. So if we are aware of that, but people like me, I don't have a bunch of money, so it don't matter if I put, I mean, it does matter, don't get me wrong, but if I put my bank card or something on there, it ain't much that they can get from me. But for those of us who have quite a bit of money, you don't want to do that. You just want to go to your store and purchase things in that nature. Because, like I said, it's the software. It's what's costing you. It's not the actual device. So we have
right.
to remember that. And if we keep that in the forefront of our minds, we'll all be okay. But I just wanted to add that. I'm going to put myself on mute and continue to... knock my children over.
get a couple of them for me, Jerry, because that's what I always like to do with mine when they were growing up. I like to trip them. I used to let them run, and then I trip them so that they'll
I got
everything.
I got
my man, enjoy the priceless moments, man, because believe me, they go by so quickly. And Jerry was absolutely right, and that's, you know, really what it's really about. Your phone, you don't own. The software, you don't control. You own your phone, but they control the software. They control the things that really matter. They control the strings that supplant, that actually direct the owners. That being the general population. This is why control is more important than ownership. Ownership is just something that is going to be repossessed from you at the opportune given moment.
Hey,
control is what you can give down as inheritance. Yeah, go ahead, Ross.
You know what I thought about? Everything that's created by these people really mirrors the human body in some form or fashion. If you look at computers, it's basically an artificial version of the human brain. You look at the roads,
right.
The roads, it's basically a version of our circulatory system. Like, everything mirrors the human body in some form or fashion, right? And when
right, right.
you were on...
And the grid is the nervous system.
Yeah, exactly. And there was something you just said that triggered a thought for me. What was it you said right before I popped in? Because it was something you
said,
and I just forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
About the software, where you buy the device and own the device, and they control the software, and you always have to go to them because they control what you own.
You know what that is, and you said it. It's a form of possession. You know, like when you go to an African traditional ceremony and they play the drums and people start bring the deity down, and whatever deity it is manifests through that particular initiate, well, they're basically possessing items before you have it. So when they want to, they basically possess your phone, or they possess your computer, or they possess your TV. It's like an outlet. They're playing God. They're basically like playing God, and they're literally possessing those items in a way where you lose complete control of something that you own, no different than when the deity comes down on an initiate, that initiate loses conscious control of their person and becomes the deity until the deity...
You know what, though, leaves. Ross? It will have to be something in the terms of service or in the contract when you first purchase it. Because, no, you don't own the software. You license the software. That's why, you know, before you can get help, they will ask you for your, you know, the registration number of your license copied. Copy. So technically, I don't own it, but I did pay to use. And I still see that being criminal. That's still being criminal if you, you know, make something. You're violating the agreement that I had when I purchased the phone to use this software. So it would either have to be something in the fine print in the terms of service, which I wouldn't doubt that they have already covered themselves with something in the fine print. But still, that's still criminal. I mean, if I hack into your computer and then I release a bug and destroy the software and so it renders it a useless piece of paperweight, you know, a big giant paperweight, I've done something to you. I've destroyed your property. Yep. So, you know, I destroyed your property and interfered with your ability to use something that you paid a license to use. The only reason I got Windows 10 on this computer is because I bought the computer for the hardware, not the software, you know, for video streaming and then all the different programs that I'm running. I needed a computer that could handle all of that. It just happened that Windows 10 was the only software that was on, or the only operating system that I could find that was on the particular hardware that I wanted. And so certain features don't work. Like, it's supposed to have a voice to talk feature. It don't work. The other night we were streaming Mind Body and Spirit radio show. All of a sudden my audio card stopped working. I could hear her and everything. We were still streaming the show, but I couldn't play any audio files, like go to break, or none of it was working. And so this is, and I've heard people complaining about Windows 10. So, my other computer, I don't have these issues. It's got Windows 7 on it. So that, I just wanted to add that technically, it is their software. It's their intellectual property, meaning I cannot copy it or copy any part of their software and then act like I'm coming out with something new when I'm using stuff I stole from them. That's like software plagiarism, you know, as Tay just told us about, somebody committing plagiarism. But if I paid money to use a licensed copy of software on a piece of hardware, you can't, unless it's in the fine print terms of service, you cannot send the virus out and destroy that software on that piece of hardware, in my opinion. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lawsuit didn't arise out of this.
And you know what, Scotty, you're absolutely right, because, you know, we got to get ready to get out of here. Great, great show. And I'm going to say this. The fine print is always there to cloak the fraud of the contract, because here's what's been broken. The intent of the buyer was engaged in so that they can sincerely use what they sincerely paid for, and there was a fraudulent contract from the very beginning. The fraud is built into the overall medium of exchange, because we're thinking in the expectation that they're providing, we are paying for a service that you are going to be able to use, not knowing that you are actually engaging in an agreement that is going to fraudulently deprive you. That's why mortgages, that's why car loans, all of them, they hide the intent of the fraud. They cloak the intent of the fraud in small print. Very, very important that we know that. Even they don't even print it, and what they do is they hide it behind a case law that will come up, because this is what happens when you have rights. They can be repossessed because they are a facade of freedom. Much love, much respect. Big Roz, thank you. My man, Jerry, thank you.
Everyone, thank you for engaging in today's show. I hate that the time is run, but we got to get going. If you're here in Dallas, I will be looking. Let me know. If not, I'll see you tomorrow. Wish you all were there. At some point and at some time, we are going to all meet. Looking forward to that. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love and much respect. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.